Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we sit down with singer-songwriter Tommy Prine and his mom, Fiona Prine. So much to talk about with our friends. Tommy was releasing his debut single, Ships in the Harbor, and Fiona would join us to chat about You Got Gold, a week-long celebration of the life and songs of John Prine coming this October in Music City, USA. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Tommy and Fiona Prine.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Welcome back in. Our live studio guests are here, and we are so excited to be talking to Tommy Prine and Fiona Prine this morning. Friends, thanks for coming in.
It's lovely to be here.
It was interesting. I looked and I said, wait, Tommy's coming in. I interviewed you in 2017. Yeah. We kind of lost a few years in between.
Yeah, a couple years
But
ago,
we were at the Basement East.
That's right, yeah. I think that was actually my first interview ever, so it's good to see you again. Yeah.
Well, we get a redo in case you didn't like the first
there we
take.
Go. Yeah.
But it was really fun. I remember, you know, we were all coming together and doing some songs of your dad's. I wasn't. You guys were. But just in listening to the camaraderie that was in that room at that moment, and the love that was felt for your dad, it had to be really special for you. And I know special for him. He was still with us back then.
Definitely, yeah. And I think that was also one of the first times that I was kind of doing a solo thing
yes,
on stage. So,
yes.
Yeah, you could kind of like tell I was looking a little nervous in the camera there. But, yeah, it was a special evening for sure. Not one that I won't soon forget. I know that we had Jason was there that night. Jason Isbell.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of friends.
Yeah.
Lots of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Fiona, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
Thanks for being here.
Lovely to be here.
You know, it is interesting to look at the overall scope of the friends that you have in your community, friends that were friends with your dad, friends that you've made in the country music world, and now to see you coming out with your debut single. What has the response been from the early people that you've sent it out to? You're just like, hey, I just wanted you to have this first.
Well, I mean, people... I think it struck a chord for sure, you know, because I think in a sense, the song is really just about how I'm, you know, I'm missing my dad and how it feels to lose my dad. And I know that a lot of people miss him as well. So mm-hmm. I think that song definitely struck a chord with the people I sent it to early. But people were liking it, thankfully.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, because songwriting, songs in general, something can be so personal to you, yet universal to mm-hmm. so many. But I would think as the writer, that it had to be, in a way, kind of like when someone writes an autobiography, there had to be a cathartic nature to putting all these emotions down on pen and paper and kind of, this will be my guide a little bit, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, for me, the melody always kind of comes first. And that stirs up emotions in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And then the lyrics kind of come afterwards. And I didn't know that I was going to take the song there until the song started going there. You know, I mean, I know it sounds kind of silly, but I really do believe that songs are already kind of out there and they find songwriters and creatives to kind of as a vessel to come into fruition. And the last verse just kind of poured out of me and the whole song kind of came together. And it was very cathartic. I think it's the way that I process things most efficiently, you know, emotionally is writing. So that song definitely helped me out.
Emotional for you too, Fiona, to hear it?
Yeah, it was. I remember hearing it for the first time and really being stunned. You know, I didn't really know what to think. But I would say that it's a comforting thing that I know he's okay. He can express himself through his music, and I'm very proud of him. It's a great song.
What was it like the first time that you wrote? And when did you take it to your dad? Because I think it's one thing if you're in your room and you're writing something, but then you're like, hey, dad, I want you to listen to this.
Definitely. Well, I started kind of like in secrecy writing songs when I was a teenager, and I just refused to show anybody, like much less my parents. They were like the last people I would have shown, you know. I don't know. I think What, like,
we were your biggest supporters.
I know. Yeah, I mean, they've always been amazing, but I was just, you know, I never wanted to show someone a song unless I like knew it was like really good and amazing. And it takes a really long time to write a song that's really good, you know. So I don't know. I was probably early 20s when I finally showed y'all a song.
Yeah. Caroline, maybe.
Yeah. One of those earlier ones that I wrote. Yeah. It definitely took me a while to get around to showing it. But
it's been amazing to watch Tommy since John passed. Because that's when it really started coming fast and furious. I mean, he's been writing, I don't know how many songs you've written, but it's got to be quite a few.
Yeah, definitely a lot more than leading up to that moment. Definitely I started writing a lot more and, you know, digging deep and writing the songs that are most helpful to me, I think.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You just said you truly believe that the songs are out there and that they come to you.
Yeah.
Is that something that your dad believed as well?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of songwriters will tell you the same thing, you know, especially when you're talking about like when inspiration hits, you know. I think that is just, I'm blessed that I'm able to tap into whatever other songwriters are able to tap into and other creatives, you know, and other mediums. Yeah, I think that those things are already there and they find the correct vessel to come through, and sometimes people get lucky.
Yeah, and sometimes it happens in weeks, and Fiona, sometimes in years, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, was it Tree of Forgiveness where we pretty much locked him in a hotel for a few weeks to finish this album, right?
We did. Yeah, I mean, John was a fully formed artist by the time the boys came along, and he went out on the road. That's what he did to make a living. Selling records wasn't something he ever really expected to do a whole lot of. And then he made the Tree of Forgiveness after 10 days at the Omni. His biggest record of his career.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
What do you remember about the days of that process happening? I mean, were you in contact? Did you know what was happening? Or was he just really like, I'm shutting off for these 10 days and I'm going to get this thing done?
John loved to call me. I mean, it would be 4, 5, 6 times a day.
Yeah.
I knew that he had a lot of work in progress that he'd taken in with him in boxes. And, you know, it's well documented now that he went in there with 12 boxes and 14 guitars, a ukulele, and, I mean, just about everything he owned in the house.
He never traveled light.
No, he didn't.
Never
he said he looked like Howard Hughes moving into the hotel. But, yeah, you know, I think he just needed to be left to his own devices. And those devices for John was that there were 24 hours in the day, and he liked to sleep when he wanted to sleep, but he liked to write when he wanted to write, and being at home sometimes isn't conducive to that that timetable. So I knew that there was a lot of good stuff happening.
It's interesting in this town, Tommy, you can relate to this too, I would think, that I've always found it a unique thing in Nashville that you make appointments to be creative.
Right.
I always thought creative is an inspirational kind of thing that happens when it happens, not happens at 2 this afternoon. And it's an art form to channel that in, I would think, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think you can kind of start putting parameters around those like parts of the day that you think will allow you to be more creative, you know. But sometimes I do think it's kind of funny, like if I'll have a co-write, I'm like, oh, it's 2 weeks from now on a Thursday, and then the Thursday comes around, I'm like, I'm not feeling like writing at all, but we're about to meet up, and you're about to think I'm really bad at writing, you know.
You know, what do they call that, a co-stare, where you just sit and stare
at
each
exactly.
other? And
then about 45 minutes go by, and someone goes, you want to get a burger?
Let's go eat. Or somebody the other day said, that's when those imaginary, oh, guys, I have a 2 o'clock. I really
gotta
jump out. So what time of day seems to be most creative for you? When are you feeling it the most?
Oftentimes, it's like first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll wake up with something, you know, going floating around in my head, and I got to get it out somehow. So usually the guitar helps with that. Usually it's in the morning. For me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting ready to play Ships in the Harbor, and I want you to set it up for me. But I also was looking, and I know that you've got another song that's coming out, you know, later on this fall. Is there a method to the madness? Are you just releasing songs when you feel like they need to be released? Or are you going to be one of those people that once you start to get something together, you want to keep it for an album and have it be more of a whole tale, like a full book?
Well, I don't know how much more I'm allowed to talk about, but there's a lot of things coming. Yeah, there's a lot of things coming.
There's an album.
There's an album. That's basically what I wanted to know.
There is a record coming.
Because, it's a different mindset now, and I think a lot of people are like, oh, just put it out whenever it's done. You get done with the song, and you think the world's ready for this, and I want everybody to hear it. I don't want to have to wait for it. But there is something about that delayed gratification of knowing there's a full work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there is. There's more to come. And just stay tuned.
Yeah. We've kept him busy on the road.
Yeah,
he's out there cutting his chops.
That's definitely what I'm doing the most of.
driving the length and breadth of the company.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you know, there's so much that you learn from those moments of being on the road. I mean, just reading the room and figuring out how to connect with that audience versus a different audience in a different city. And I know those are things you just have to do to learn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the best way to say it. The only way to learn and I think to grow as an artist is you just got to keep getting out there and keep playing shows and playing different rooms, seeing different people.
Oh, I saw a great quote from Tom Petty one time talking to, oh man, I learned way more playing to 12 than I did playing to 12,000. You know?
Oh, very true. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very true. Okay, Ships in the Harbor, we're about to play it. Set it up for us.
So I wrote this song around this time last year, actually, and in a nutshell, it's just about the inevitability that all things come to an end, and I don't think that always has to be a bad thing. I think you can find something beautiful in things that seem a little scary, and I wrote it about these powerful little moments and during normal days that remind you of that. So,
all right, Tommy Prine, his debut release. This is Ships in the Harbor. You're hearing it on WSM.
Must be the morning again. The sun through the window felt good on my skin. So it must be leaving soon, as it should.
We are joined in studio this morning by Tommy Prine and Fiona Prine. Tommy's new song is out. This is the debut single, which feels weird to say because I know you've been doing music for a while and you've been putting everything out on YouTube. So, that's where I'm familiar watching your stuff. Has that just been an easier progression for you? Is it easier for you to release things on YouTube?
Just because I can do it all myself. You know, I can just kind of sit at home and be like, oh, I should put something on YouTube and throw your phone up and make a little video and put it up there. I probably should be better at it. I don't have too many videos on YouTube. I should probably have like 100 at this point. But
well, we played Ships in the Harbor, and I asked you who did those great harmony vocals, and you said Rustin Kelly.
Yes.
We love him at WSM, but what a talent to guy to work with, huh?
Oh, man, yeah. He's also just like such a good buddy of mine, and he's an amazing songwriter, artist, even better person, so yeah.
Coming up on Thursday, you're going to be at the Five Spot, part of Americana Fest that's happening. And then later on in October, Fiona, let's talk about You Got Gold. I know it's sold out, but there are lots of events that are happening.
Yeah.
This is all...
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
We tried to do this last year and...
Got pushed.
Felt that it just wasn't the right time. So all of those ticket holders held on to their tickets, which is huge testimony to their love for John. Mm-hmm. Just wonderful. But we have a whole slew of daytime activities.
Okay.
To keep those fans engaged during the daytime as a community. And of course, local Nashville people are more than welcome to participate as well. I mentioned... that Arnold's are going to do meatloaf every day instead of just Tuesday. That was John's songwriting day. He made an appointment on Tuesday because that was day that they did meatloaf at Arnold's.
You're kidding.
I did not
realize that. So Arnold's, for everybody who's watching and listening around the world, is one of our favorite meet and threes here in town, and their meatloaf is not to be missed.
Legendary
is exactly right. So they're going to do it every day.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know for the Ryman shows, for folks who are watching on Circle around the country and just are nowhere near Nashville, you can live stream and be a part of this as well, right?
There are live stream tickets available. Yes. We're going to live stream all of the concerts but one. But both nights at the Ryman, and on the 10th, which is John's birthday, we're streaming for free.
Oh,
yeah. So that everybody can participate. And that's going to be lots of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
All week long. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So just make sure that you know. And then do we have any idea if this is going to be happening next year as well? Are we putting it out there?
You know, we haven't.
I think people that didn't get their tickets are now thinking, I want to be a part of this next year.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes this
year.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to put together.
Oh, I bet.
And we've had a lot of wonderful help from the community. So we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. All right. Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
But on the 10th, free live stream. Mm-hmm. You're going to play a song for us, Mysteries of Men. Set this up for us.
Awesome. Yeah, I wrote this after I had a stint of writing many songs. I didn't really know what to write about. So I looked around the room and I saw these two books on my coffee table. And it was The Prophet and the Theory of Music on my coffee table. And I was like, I'll start the song out this morning. I read The Prophet and the Theory of Music. And then I realized I actually hadn't read those books. But I went ahead and finished the song anyways.
So. Don't let that stand in the way of a good story, friend. This is Tommy Prine, Mysteries of Men, live on WSM.
This morning, I read The Prophet, the Theory of Music. By read, I mean I looked at the title to write down that line. The words on the spine help me combine.
Tommy Prine, live on WSM. Beautiful sound. That is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Did you ever read the books?
I read The Prophet.
As soon as you said that line, it's a half true.
Yeah.
That's what songwriting's all about. Yeah. Take a little bit of what you know and mix it with some other good stuff.
Yeah.
What was happening in the room when you wrote that? Obviously, you had the books in front of you.
It was the morning time, and I was trying to write a song. And it was, like I said, it was after I had been writing for a very long time consecutively. And I just had nothing else to say. And I was like, well, I'm going to try and push myself and finish a song and write one here. So I'll just kind of, and I'll do this a lot. I'll look around and just kind of make an observation about something. So I saw those books and I was like, oh, this morning I read these books. And I was like, I have never read those books. I don't know why I'm starting a song off like this. But yeah, I ended up finishing them. I'm glad I did. I like the song.
Well, I'll make you feel better. Nick Hornby is one of my favorite authors, right? And someone asked him one time about all the books on his shelf. And he goes, well, I haven't read about half of them, but I keep them up there because they remind me of the man I want to be. And I thought, well, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So yeah.
Aspirations.
Friends, thanks so much for coming in. Tommy, it's so good to see you. Fiona, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
We love having you a part of the family. Come back and see us anytime.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Good to see you.
Thanks, guys.
Tommy Prine, Fiona Prine, and the song is Ships in the Harbor. It's out now. His first single out, and we're playing it for you right here on WSM. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back after this.
As we should. Standing by water, it's harder and harder. It's why I get sad when there's ships in the harbor. 'Cause they must be leaving soon, as they should.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.